Always remember, maintain awareness, develop mindfulness on whatever that arises. Just perceive, aware. Then you need to learn, then listen. When you listen without interference from your brain and memory, means that is the direct listening, pure listening. Understand? You listen from your heart. And the other thing about the Dhamma, which is very unique, is if it's spoken by a being that has the understanding, the voice that come out, the vibration is different. Because this thing, no need word one actually. So that wisdom energy, if you listen from the heart, don't try to know, don't try to do, just listen. It will go in one. But before you have the awareness nature, please don't do that. Do that, no use on me. It cannot go in. So that time you have to listen. Listen attentively. Listen, perceive, understand. Never mind. Well, these are not psychological memory. So you can actually learn it. But the only problem is you yourself don't have the awareness nature. You have to learn it very slowly. You have to understand it through your normal mind. I won't call it completely mundane mind, because over the years you might have developed some more understanding, like the scientists. But scientists are all very mathematical one, theoretical one. They got nothing to do with Dhamma. But at least now what you are learning, like just now, difference between awareness and consciousness, once you know that, then it's easy. Like Sui went through that. That impact of the sense data, the vibration. No word on, no perception. But at that moment, don't be excited or panic. You know, most people would have perceived. Then she realized it's so different now. That thing came in, is with such clarity and impact.
To report meditation for now.
Good.
It became clearer this time when I lie down. It is. This time I didn't feel the whole temple. It was like a heartbeat, but it wasn't the heartbeat.
Was
pulsing.
Yeah.
Like a momentum one, no?
Correct. you know why? That is your life force inside the movement.
But it's not like the normal heartbeat.
Correct.
I feel it's very round and dense, and it's very powerful.
Yeah. Sadhu.
First time.
No, means that nature is trying to move from inside out already. So your awareness has started to, because you need understanding to go in on. That's why that explanation of what is awareness and consciousness help you. Because when you know that the awareness is before the knowing, before the perception, that's why now you can let it be. Then you can just let it move. That's why you can detect that one. The normal people one is the mind become very quiet, silent. Silent already, only they can detect the heartbeat or the vibration. Yours is because in the past you have them, but it hasn't come out because you are not ready. So now it's slowly coming out.
But it comes and goes because
definitely not stable.
It's gone already.
not stable yet. Because once you curious or want to know, gone. So just like you are dead. Let it happen. You transform very fast. Good sign, sadhu, rejoice, sadhu. That's why after you start to understand, you become different. Then when you do, with the understanding you do, so different the result. Otherwise you cannot see the result. Yeah, you go back to your old way very fast. Very good, sadhu.
Amitofo, Bradio, and Mrs. Teo, and all Kayamitas. Brother, just now you mentioned about art of listening, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to report my meditation about this. When we arrived here on the first day, 24th of August, right? So after lunch, we came up to the lunch.
Can continue?
We came up to this shrine hall for our start of a retreat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So as I came into this hall, right, my awareness appear, you know. It appears, and then the stillness, I aware of the stillness,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The stillness and the, how you call that, the peacefulness of this shrine hall. Mm. Then after which Brother Teo started the sharing, right, on the retreat purpose and the intent. Mm. So all of us seated down, I was seated down here as well. And
then
what happened,
you continue,
and what happened was the vibration of Brother Teo's voice, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Went into my heart,
yeah,
activated
sadhu,
my heart, you know?
Sadhu,
So activated my heart, right? So it's just the heart activated and pulsating all the
sadhu
time, right? So it stabilized, you know, for a while, Brother Teo talk,
sadhu,
stabilized. And then it shift, it transformed, you know?
Mm.
It transformed into a luminous, bright, you know, in the heart.
I know.
Yes.
I know. Your awareness can be aware of the phenomena that arise.
Yeah. So in the heart, it's a luminous bright, and then it's spacious and spacious and spacious, you know.
Mm.
So as Brother Teo keep talking, right, so it remains in that.
Yeah, yeah,
But before that, before this happened, right, as Brother Teo talk, right, the heart activated, right, then the whole body, very soft and relaxed.
Sadhu.
Very soft and relaxed,
sadhu,
you know. And then after that, the shift happened. And then from the heart, it become luminous bright, okay? And then it just stay there and luminous and luminous. Keep on that way, you know, until, I mean, the thing is about this, Brother Teo, my understanding is, when it's a kind of, how you call that, the false support that Brother Teo talked, you know, trust nature to do its meditation.
Just let it receive.
Yes.
Then you just relax into it. The more you relax into it, the stronger it will go.
Yes, correct, exactly. So I'm coming to that. So as you relax into it, because the whole body is so relaxed, so it becomes like bigger and bigger,
yeah.
And then it's very soothing and nice,
and
tranquil and still, you know, the kind of feeling that you
have
in here, you know. And then because it's a trust, you know, okay, how you cannot decide when to come out,
you
cannot decide when to come out.
That thing will move itself.
Yeah, it moves by
then
itself.
It will draw itself, it will absorb itself.
Correct, correct. So, because this is the first time it happened this way, so Brother Teo, so it just happened, right? Then, after that, it just go away by itself, you know?
Sadhu.
Go away by itself.
Yeah.
Okay? Then after that, right, I heard Brother Teo talking again, you know? So, the voice come back, right?
Yeah,
you know? This thing kind of vanish away,
And
then after that, right, the second part of it is, because Brother Teo was still talking, right. So for whatever reason, I have to stand up, you know, Brother Teo.
Yeah.
I have to stand up, and then I start walking, right. And then as I start walking, right, wow, the sati, the mind
very,
sati,
very
right?
clear.
Yes, yeah, very clear. And the funny thing about it is, this is the first time the walking this way, the pulsation from the heart, went into my leg, you know.
Yeah.
Into my leg, Then this leg, but a lot of pulse, you know.
Yeah, a lot of pulse,
very tinkling.
That's why I say, it will activate whatever it need to activate. This pure energy will go in on, then it will transform. Yeah, it go through your gateway, then it will transform. Then it will do its work. You don't interfere.
Yeah. It automatically or naturally by itself. It's like the trust, like it just do by itself whatever it needs to
do. The other thing that can happen is, you will sometimes feel like you must lie down.
This case, I must stand up, you know.
I know, your case is you must stand up. That's why I said the other thing you must watch out is, you will feel that, it will tell you, sleep, lie down.
Correct. That happened another time previously. But this time, is after that, I must start to walk, you know.
So yeah, you know why? You need to go to your leg.
So after I stand up and walk, right, I feel that, the pulsation dropped.
Yeah.
All the pulse of life arise.
Because that up. Vibration is pure energy. Is intelligent. It already had the wisdom. It know what to do. It know what to activate and what to developed that is needed by the individual cultivator. So this type of receive, when you receive this type of thing, is called the mind-to-mind seal. Understand not? Mind-to-mind means during the patriarch time, when the first patriarch of China, you think he transmit to second patriarch, then second patriarch transmit to third, fourth, fifth. You think they transmit using electric energy? No, understand not? Mind to mind, isn't it? You always hear this word, isn't it? So what is mind to mind? Very good. It's not mundane mind to mundane mind. No. Mundane mind to mundane mind, you send thought, no. Hatred, sometimes metta. That one is mundane mind. That one is not the real mind. This mind to mind, I told you already, the direct seeing, no word, no language. This one, when it's transmitted, you must be ready. You must detect the gateway, you must have the awareness nature. Then only you can tap, you can draw, you can receive. How much you draw depends on your cultivation. Understand? I used to joke with the Kayamita. If you want to receive something, you need at least a container or a cup in there. If you still don't have cup, then how you receive? Your two hands open like that. A lot of holes, understand? Cannot stay because all these are whole. So you use hand, very difficult to receive. But sometimes you can still receive because you close a hole. Understand? You know how to close a hole. But most people don't know how to close a hole. Hitlessly lost in thought. Understand? Non-stop thinking. Understand? So when you non-stop thinking, this hole is wide open. Understand? But when you close, you calm, you peaceful. Although you have not detected the nature, but at least you are calm. It's just like those develop the second turning on. You remember? Contemplative one? Yeah. When in a tranquil setting, then they are in that state of calm, and then they can receive. But that type of you receive one is talent. Understand not? Your talent with regards to music or poem or whatever, well, it still involves the mundane mind's, you call it what? The product of mundane mind creating it out. It's not the very deep type of transformation to your nature. But this one, second turning, like what I explained to you, it stabilizes your understanding or not, understand not? As you contemplate, reflect, it stabilizes. If it's stabilized, you can assimilate in. Understand? You already have the initial wisdom. Yoniso manasika, born of hearing. Then reflect, contemplation. Then this one. That's why I call it the initial wisdom. Stabilized. Understand? Then what happens is, when you have this, you are ready to receive further truth. So next time, when you are in the same type of environment where you can contemplate and reflect, you will do better already, understand? Because you've been through before, like Su Tong Po, they all, because they have detected or received that type of talent before. And when they go there, they know what to do. And they like that setting and all things. So you will develop that ability to be more calm, more peaceful. Then when you have the faith, the spiritual faculty is there, then this thing allow you to understand spiritual teaching. Understand? Then like Sui, she will move into awareness by herself when she have to understand. That's why earlier on, before she come, I already predicted to her, I say, when your awareness come, you will move very fast. So that time she cannot quite understand because the thought try to understand. So this time, after I explain awareness and all this, she lie down and try. See? Got it already. Understand? But not stable yet, but good enough because it activated the whatever that she need to activate. Then this one can receive already now. All my vibration or what, if he don't try to use the thought too much, sometimes just silent, just listen from here. Move your attention to here. Initially, you always listen from here. Move to here. Initially, don't worry. It's like not connected one. bits and pieces. But when you are here, you are not here. Your brain and memory cannot retrieve information fast to understand. No, but don't worry. You stay here, the vibration will go in. Then after a while, you realize, you listen from the heart is the same as you listen from the brain. Well, this one have the additional wisdom and the understanding. Then that time, like, no more gap already, you know. What you listen when you are here, you also listen from here, you know. So which is better? Definitely here, understand? You are here, the vibration, if it's really from the cultivator of the way that has that nature, that vibration is pure energy, understand? That's why this vibration will go in. That's why they can detect, and quite a number of kayamita can detect. Yeah. And without you knowing, this nature inside there is ever radiating for the cultivator of the way. Always remember that. Ever radiating for the cultivator of the way. It never discriminates. You have the ability to draw, you draw. And you know what happens? When you draw, doesn't get dissipated on, doesn't become less on. Not like reservoir, full, draw, empty. This one cannot go empty on. And the funny thing about it, the more you draw, the more powerful it is. That's why sometimes I travel or I move, I realize there are some beings around. Sometimes in the plane also same, no? Then I know they are drawing. Yeah. So I let it be. Yeah. When I went to Laos, Vientiane, wow, the relics energy there is supposed to be one of the temple Sakyamuni Buddha's relics, the Green Jack Buddha temple. Then there is a very big stupa there, you know. I think, you know, like Burma one, golden type one, a very big one. Most tourists go there, sure visit there. Oh, that one also, a lot of this pure energy vibration. The best is when the nature asks you to go and sleep, asks you to go and lie down. At that time, lie down, don't even listen. Silent everything, stay here. The vibration will go in. And this one is mind to mind. And after you go in, you may not have heard what I say, but that wisdom, that understanding is 100% in already. Then later on, if this topic come out, you suddenly realize, hey, how come I can understand this one? Yeah, although you didn't listen, your nature listened. That's why I asked Sui to move down to the heart. So you listen from the heart, you used to this hateful way of living. Therefore, awareness, you see, you hear, you listen. Understand now? And also, you smell, you taste, everything is from here. So what is happening is, you shifted your activity, all the mundane thinking, emotion, everything, down to your nature. But please, don't put it in the center. Center is hell. Why? Emotion there. It makes you very emotional. Understand? Small, small thing, you emotional. But this is the location of the physical body's heart where emotion manifests. Understand? You ask me why? I don't know. Well, this is created through nature. Understand? And the gateway also, you ask me why on the left, I also cannot tell you why. Well, nature is like that. If it's so direct, then easy to find. But I got a feeling, purposely one next to the hell. So most people cannot find, most people land here. And to touch that one, you need the pure mind, you know, without thought. No. That's why I say, stay at the heart. Don't do it, let it decide. Let it detect. But that nature can detect. Thought cannot detect. Understand? Thought always go there. Then sometimes when you have the like intuitive understanding, like the conscience tell you, you know what you do? You don't believe. Because you haven't have any idea. Your brain cannot understand. Why like that? Why this type of feeling? And then you go to the brain. Maybe this one not suitable. Then you use memory, you use your condition and your limited understanding to actually discriminate on what really is. Well, this one actually, the conscience is to protect you from doing wrong thing. Well, sometimes it tell you, this one cannot do. Understand? If you do, the conscience will say, you cannot do one. Sometimes you got guilty feeling or anything like that. That is your conscience telling you. But the mundane maya, very egoic one. He justified, aiya, nobody know one. You take, and sometimes he can even auto-suggest to you and like justify, why you worry? Your wife not around, or your whoever that is trying to control you not around, so go ahead, So all these are the mundane mind tempting you. Love your conscience, understand? Your conscience is your actually, you call what? 你的贵人, protect you, understand? Prevent you from doing wrong thing. So, stay with your conscience, understand? Whatever conscience tell you cannot do, means don't do, understand? But you go here, this follower are very selfish, very cunning. Even you dare not do also, he will condition you. So easy money, don't want. Can scam, work until like hell, you work until when? Cow come home, salary only how much? That's why they turn to do all those unscrupulous scamming and all those things. But you listen to here. That's why when Krishnamurti say, acting according to memory is not acting at all, that is the meaning, understand? But he didn't explain in his book and teaching. So I explain already, Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So don't worry about not listening, but not for people who has not developed that thing, please. Otherwise, you will quote me, hey, brother, you say, no need to listen, no, stay at the heart, all go in. You go and try. Then don't come and complain to me. Understand? Most of the people are lying down asleep already, snoring. But if you can maintain awareness, you start to begin to change already, to transform already. Then when you can hear your own snoring, one sound or half a sound before like, before the call finish, you already aware already. That is the progress. Means that very attention of that vibration, just like what Sui detected from the bell. Without the perception, aware. Then of course after that, you will know it's a snoring. But I can ask you now, how many of you can really hear your own snoring? You can, very good. All these people are very good. You can hear your own snoring means you have awareness inside. Most people cannot. Once they snore, they are unconscious or subconscious. Fakanmong. You understand? Dreaming already. Inside. And all this is what the physical anatomy of our physical body is all about. So without awareness, without that wisdom and understanding and sensitivity, you cannot know yourself. Self-knowledge is impossible. That's why this nature is the only unique thing that nature has come out with. And very few people can access this. Well, the moment you access this, you are the rare one, understand? Really, really rare one. You can live from here. So hopefully, today your condition, I explain it in more detail. Well, more people can understand already. Okay? Yeah.